Hi, my name is Samantha Tatro. I am a senior in the College of Communication in the College of Arts and Sciences. I'm doing a dual degree in journalism and political science, graduating in 2014, and I'm an editorial assistant at the Boston Herald.
Where were you last year during the marathon?
So I started off the day watching the marathon near the St. Mary's T stop, and then I made my way into work. And I work Mondays, usually 3 to 10:30, so I was just coming in for a regular shift at the time. We have a wall of TVs in the newsroom that have just the news playing all the time. And so when I walked in, everyone was just standing and watching those TVs for like 3 minutes, and there was no motion, no one was doing anything. Everyone was just like completely in shock and watching that, and I stood there for a while and watched too because I had no idea what was going on. So that was how I first learned about it. I was working, and my mom at some point called me, as any mother would, to make sure that her daughter is safe. And I remember ignoring the call and being like, I'm at work, don't call me. You know I'm at work right now. And I completely just ignored the fact that something major had happened, and she had every right to assume that I was there watching because I told her I was going to the finish line.
Oh, great.
So, she was panicked, and then I ended up I received her frantic voicemail and I ended up texting her and other people as well and confirming that we were all okay. As a reporter, you really have to pull it together because you have a job to do. And one of my journalism teachers told me, I remember after the bombing, she said that journalists should be the ones running towards the danger to report, because I guess journalists in a lot of ways are the first people to record history. But I remember the manhunt on Friday night, a lot of people were tweeting out scanners. I guess as a reporter, I don't feel like anyone should tweet out scanners unless it's an absolutely dire situation, because those scanners aren't verified. And as a journalist, it's your job to verify information that other people can't. People were tweeting out the scanners, and I just felt so... It didn't feel right to see other people tweeting out the scanners. But I distinctly remember that the editors were very cautious to report anything. I mean, any good newsroom has a process of verification with how they go about reporting news. And it was especially... Not sensitive, but it was especially important during something like this. I guess reporting during the marathon made me really aware of how important it is to be cautious and double check things and make sure you get things right, because above all, I think being accurate is one of the cornerstones of journalism. But I remember Saturday night was the first time it really started to slow down. I think I was, for the first time that week, the only one left in the office. So by 11:30, I just looked out over an empty newsroom, and it felt so quiet for the first time all week. And it was such a strange thing to experience, because just a week ago, it was just a regular Saturday, you know? And so much had happened in the course of a week.
Do you know if you'll be working again during the marathon this year?
I'm not sure if I'll be working again during the marathon, but I have definitely offered to come in and help if they need it, because I think it would be a great way to come full circle in a weird way. I just want to be back in the newsroom to see how it is now versus then.